Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Question of the day. Who have you been told you look like? So we were here last night.
Oh,
we were filling
goodness.
In for Area 45 here till midnight. Hopefully you hung with us. And as we were leaving, there's a security guard in the lobby. We were walking. Our backs was to the security guard. And he said, hey, is that Sean Bajani? And I turned around and said, no, it's not. But don't worry.
I think he actually said John Bajani.
Did he? That makes it even worse.
Now, were you wearing the beanie?
No, because I know he wore the beanie when we actually worked together 2 days ago. I was wearing a black hat.
Yeah. The H-Town hat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which I usually wear. Mixing it up today. But yeah. And I have to be honest with you. This is probably the first time. Well, I guess it didn't happen last night on air, but this is the first time I filled in a bunch, but this is probably the first time we've gone this long without somebody saying, like, oh, is this Bajani's brother? Or is this the guy from the night show, meaning Sean Bajani?
Bajani's bro.
Yeah. A lot of people also have said I looked like Tyler, T-Mill from The Drive.
So we got triplets. We got our own triplets up here at the station.
What yeah, you have is just three white guys with beards that wear hats, but, you know, we're all identical. So anyways, that led to the question of the day. Who have you been told you look like? Chris, you've been told you sound like Figgy Fig, I guess.
Yes, I'm his little brother now.
That's right. I've always been told I sound like Nick Caserio as well from the text line. But in life, who have you been told you look like?
Well, you probably wouldn't think it now, but so in high school, people called me LL Cool J.
Oh.
I didn't have facial hair back then. And I could say there was a picture I put up on Facebook years ago of me side by side with LL Cool J and me with like a little smirk on my face and him smiling.
Uh-huh.
You could see a little bit of, you know, there, you know, bald head, light skinned black guy. There you go.
Yeah.
With glasses. There you go. That was it. But yeah, that was who I got a lot back in the day was LL Cool J until I started growing a lot more facial hair and like nothing like him now.
That's not a bad thing.
Oh, I wasn't even mad at it.
Ladies love Cool James.
Hey, I used it to my advantage.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, look at me. Yeah, I see it.
Ah, look at it.
He's holding up, you're holding up a photo on your
phone. Of course
phone.
He is.
Yeah, actually,
it's all right.
I never would have thought about it, but now that you mention it.
I'm not mad at it. See, even more so when I take the hat off, I got a bald, round head.
Yeah.
I got a chrome dome. It's all good.
That's actually a good one. That's better than my poor man, Joseph, who said Randy Jackson. I laughed in her face. Well, if it's Randy Jackson after the surgery, right? And that's
right?
Not so bad.
Hey.
Colin, what about you? Who have you been told you look like throughout your life?
I've been told I look like Clay from 13 Reasons Why.
13 Reasons Why? I don't even know what that is.
I've literally gotten told that in high school, and I'm not joking. I've gotten told that, and I gotta say, I do look like him, but it would be darn near close if I had darker hair.
Oh, yeah, Dylan Minnette. I know him from the Scream films.
Yeah, I can't really remember the actor's name, but Clay from 13 Reasons Why. I apparently look like him.
I think he's considered a good-looking guy. That's probably a good thing for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole new perspective, Luke. Thank you. I almost started doing that.
I see it a little bit. A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I see it a little bit. You got that baby face going for you. It's all good, man.
Yeah.
Someone on the text line yesterday said I look like a teenager with a manly voice.
Yeah. I can see it.
Run with it. All right? Take it.
The kid that went through puberty much quicker than everybody else in high school.
Hit puberty at like 8 years old.
You're like, sir, are you picking up your son? What are you doing here? You have such a deep voice. On the text line, David Ortiz when I was younger, Mark Henry now. Wasn't Mark Henry, he was sexual chocolate, right?
Yes, he was.
So that's not
bad.
And then
you got Big Poppy.
That's right.
You can't be mad at that.
That's pretty good.
Use that. You got to use these things to your advantage.
Yeah. That's from the 713. 361 said the main character from Dawson's Creek. Wasn't that James Vanderbeek, whatever his name was, right? Was that guy? I never watched Dawson's Creek.
Me neither.
631 said, looked like the actor Jeremy Renner. That's a good one.
Okay.
I think that does well. Somebody just said I look like a young Matthew Broderick.
Nice.
Thank you. I'll take it. Keep sending in those responses. 713-572-4610. We'll continue to get to them throughout the show. Who have you been told you look like? But when we come back, it's time to go around the NFL. It's In the Loop.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.